Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Hopefully the show will go much better than it did yesterday. Well, most of the show went pretty well, but then when we got the last few minutes of it, for some reason we had a lot of technical glitches, and I'm not sure why. It could be a lot of different reasons. Could it be the fact that I had too many windows open all at once?
And that could have been part of the problem.
Decided to close down a lot of the windows on my computer. So maybe it won't allow this to go through cleanly and smoothly. So what are we going to do today? Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about soul readings, what that means. I've been asking Spirit, how can I be more effective? How can I help people? And, you know, I still have the macro view of helping people, groups of people, but on the micro end, how do I help people a little bit more in what I do? And the idea of a soul reading, now let's expand on that a little bit, what I mean.
And I did a lot of psychic reading
about the future. And that's okay. It's okay to make predictions. But also on the other end of the prediction is Spirit will make predictions. Spirit doesn't mind saying, oh, this is going to happen. If you want to get married, yes, so you'll get married. You know, doesn't mind, because it's all about if you're thinking about a subject, whatever it might be, marriage, job, it's something that you want. And the universe or God or Spirit, however you want to phrase the word, will say, yeah, it can happen within this time frame. We're starting to materialize this.
Side of the coin is what you
want you to do to make these things happen. So that's what I'm trying to expand, that soul reading, you know, call it an intuitive reading, soul reading, whatever you call it. But it's not just, okay, it's going to happen, or it isn't going to happen, or it's a long way off. And the reason it's a long way off is because maybe it's going to take that long to align somebody to come in your life. It's okay. You know, I've been waiting a long time myself, so I understand that. There's things in our lives that take a while. So if you're going to call in, if you want to call
in, we'll do
happen and when this can happen, but we're also going to look at the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is what you might have to do, what your soul is saying you need to do to make this happen, or what's holding you back from getting there, because the universe is aligning it for you. If you believe in the law of attraction and the principles, what you think is what you can create, which is the law, it can happen. And that's the biggest problem that people have with the law of attraction. I want a new car. Well, why doesn't it happen? How come the universe...
Well, there's other factors.
Do you really believe it, that you can get a new car? Or are you sitting there in doubt? Oh, I don't know about this new car. I don't know if I can afford the payments. I don't know. What am I going to do with my old car? You know, it's all that stuff, that negative emotions that get in the way of getting what you want. So that's what we'll talk about. And the other, flip the other coin here and talk about something else I'd like to talk about a little bit is that, you know, I woke up this morning a little, early in the morning, because I get up early around 5, take my dog out, feed the dog, feed the cat. They're there waiting for me patiently. Yeah, or not so patiently in some cases.
A little while. And I was thinking about this.
A little worried. Well, concerns. Everybody has concerns, right? What to do about it? Well, first of all, it's the idea of you let it go. You turn it over to God, the universe. You say, okay, here's my problem. And I've been meditating on this. And meditating on this idea that whatever concerns I have, whatever worries, whatever things I want to create in my life, the things that seem to bring me the little bit of angst, I'm going to turn them over. I'm going to give them to God. Because the principle behind all this is really all about...
It really is feeling good.
Think about it. What else is there? Do you want to feel bad? I mean, some people do. I guess it's feeling bad is just, I guess it's better to feel bad than not feel at all. But isn't really all about feeling good? Isn't that the ultimate? And if you can start to feel good first, then you start to attract more in your life. You don't have to attract things to feel good. You have to feel good to attract things. That's the basic principle. That's kind of the reverse way of looking at it, but
it's about feeling good.
And what I'll do, well, actually, what I want to do is let Spirit meditate for, show you a meditation so that you can use this meditation in, and there's certain words, and we're not going to use all the words, obviously. We're not going to use all the words, but we'll use some of the words, okay? I'm going to let Spirit do this meditation instead of me, and let them
about using certain words.
Okay, so we'll do that. So I'll go under now. If you want to call in, if you need a psychic reading per se, and I'm nothing against that, and I'm trying to be very careful and sounding, oh, I don't do this. No, I do, because if you want a prediction, that's good. But you got to look at the other side of the coin. What you have to do to make that happen. What your soul is saying to you about, okay, if you want this, this is what you need to do. Okay? Got it? Simple enough. Very simple. So there's two sides to every coin. There's the yes.
The right person's coming into your life.
It's going to be in 3 months. But this is the other side of the coin is, okay, this is what you need to do to make this happen. The universe has it out there for you. Now you have to do something to get this to happen. I have some articles I want to cover with you too, so we'll do that. So let me do the meditation. Let Spirit do the meditation, and I'll go under for a few minutes, and then we'll come back, and we'll cover an article. And I thought it was a really interesting article. It was in beliefnet.com, and it was about, if I can find it again. Oh, find the article.
Top concentration.
What are your top concentration? Because life is about focus. Can't do a good job unless you focus on whatever it is. Work, family, school, whatever you want to accomplish. You know, it's hard to meditate when you can't focus, right? You got all these distractions. So we'll talk about some of the distractions. But first, let me go under. Call in or come into the chat room, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going to happen in your future, what your soul, what the universe is saying, this is going to happen based on your big questions, okay?
Okay, so let me go under.
In our history, working with George, we've helped him through various meditations and delivering meditations, but this is pretty direct and forward in what we're going to accomplish with you today as in a meditation. And what we're going to accomplish today is focus on a word, just a word. We will do various meditations if we can pull them all together.
As you
humanity, especially now, has a very short retention span. You have so many distractions, like that article that George is going to cover with you. You have so many distractions in your life. It's becoming more and more difficult to focus on anything, any particular thing for any length of time. And so meditation, or the taking the time for meditation, becomes more of a struggle when you say, well, I'm going to meditate for a half hour. And then as you get into the meditation, you think, oh, I got an appointment. I have children I have to deal with. I have a girlfriend that I have to call, or friends I have to call, and social media. So it's really difficult for people to even focus on a half hour for a meditation. Now, unless you live in a cave somewhere, or live in an ashram somewhere where your day is very simple, you have very simple chores, and you can focus on your meditation. But most people don't have that. So we see that. We observe that in your society.
It's really difficult to set a time
aside the time where you can actually focus on the meditation and not be distracted by all that you have to do. Saying all that, what we're trying to get to is we're going to introduce these really brief meditations on certain words. And we've encouraged George to meditate a couple times a day, but we've limited his meditations to 10 minutes because it keeps him focused. And if you can meditate 5 to 10 minutes at a time and break it up during the day, you're much more effective than if you're meditating for 30 minutes or an hour.
Well, for most people.
So to start a meditation, we always encourage people to get in a comfortable position. There is no specific comfortable position to be in. Just be in a comfortable position, okay? Feet on the floor, cross-legged, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're laying down, the only problem is that you might fall asleep, but then that's okay too. Just get in a comfortable position. We always start meditations with deep breaths, and there's various reasons for it, and we won't get into all the and exhale out. Take another deep breath and exhale out slowly. Closing your eyes helps you to focus if you're comfortable. If you can't close your eyes, then focus your attention on an object, a painting, an object of some form that isn't distracting to look at, something that will help you focus and concentrate. So take a deep breath. Eyes closed, or if eyes are open, focus on an object. Another deep breath. And the word we're going to focus on, we want you to start thinking about this word. And we want you to think about the word peace. We want you to put that into your conscious mind, the word peace. And we want you to think in terms of, or feel in terms of, the word peace and how that feels to you. We're talking internal peace, your peace. And we want you to repeat that word peace. Just continue to repeat that word over and over and over again.
Peace. We want you to
feel more and more peace within your body. Your body begins to relax even more and more. Continue to use the word peace. Sounds redundant, but continue to say it over and over and over and over again. And as you say the word peace, feel your body begin to relax even more. Feel the internal part of your body begin to relax. Your mind begins to relax. Your muscles begin to relax. Your organs begin to relax. You're releasing.
Now, just take a deep breath.
And then when you exhale out any negative energies, any stress, any anxiety, just let it all out and feel your body going back to that word peace, feeling your body being more and more peaceful. Continue to use that word peace. Focus on it. Focus on how that feels to feel peace within your body, how that feels to have your body just relax and feel comfortable. Feel the tension leaving your body. So take another
and exhale any of the
anxiety, release it, and feel the word peace. Continue to use the word peace. And if your mind begins to wander to any thoughts, any things that you need to accomplish, or any problems, difficulties in your life, take those words, take those thoughts, take those words, worries, and put them in a ball and just release them. Send them off to the universe to be taken care of. Just let them go. Let them go. And get back to your word peace.
Word peace. What does it mean to be peace?
Be relaxed. To be comfortable. Your body just feels so good. Your muscles begin to relax. You feel your whole body. The tension begins to release. And you let it go. With every exhale, you let out the tension. You let out the stress. You let out the anxiety. and you allow your body to feel at peace, completely at peace. Let it go. And we'll give you a few seconds.
Peace.
Exhaling out any frustration, exhaling any anxiety, releasing any worries, turning them over, letting that out. Feel your body more and more at peace. And then begin to send that energy out from your heart chakra. Begin to send out the energy of peace to the universe, to people around you. Be radiant with the feeling and the energy of peace. Radiate from you. Feel that glow
of peace. Just radiate.
And that if it affects anyone around you, they can feel that you're at peace. They can feel your energy. And you affect others with that feeling of peace. Again, releasing any stress, blowing it all out, exhaling out stress, anxiety, frustrations, worries, turning them all over, letting them go, and just relax into the word peace. Feel your organs in your body being peaceful. Feel your muscles being peaceful.
Mind at peace, your brain at peace.
Everything. In your body, all the cells in your body being at peace, functioning, doing what they do fully, completely, without any of the stress and worry and anxiety that you carry around with you. Your body is completely functioning at a high level, at a peaceful level, because you're no longer carrying around with you any of the stressors, any of the anxiety. Any of the worries that you face every day, your body is at peace. And so when you're comfortable, I want you to come back into the room. Just gradually open your eyes. Come back into a state of awareness, a state of peace. I'm back. They did that. And I really got the sense as I was doing that meditation with spirit, they're going to incorporate certain other words with the word peace in future meditations. And the next one, I believe, is going to be about healing. Because when you get into that state
of peace,
allow your body to heal. Because you've let go of the stress, the anxiety, the worries that you normally would carry around with you, and you get into this really comfortable state of peace. So, anybody with me today? Okay. Hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully. I've made some changes so you could be able to hear me. Let me get in a couple articles, and then we'll move on from there. Was one I was going to use, but I decided not to use because I don't think it's effective as what we're trying to do today, being in the state of peace.
Net.com, it's 10 truths.
Simple truths, okay? Simple things that you can do to make an effective change, to be more effective in your life, to be at peace. 10 truths that would change your life. There's an old adage that can change how you live. It goes something like that. People know the truth when they hear it. Don't you agree with that? When you hear something, it resonates with you. It's, yeah, I got that. Yeah, that feels right. You notice that people know the truth when they hear it, but you got to feel it also, right? You got to feel
truth to me. My headset.
Sorry. I'm trying to get it back in front of my face, my mouth, instead of down. Okay, the next time you are confronted one of life's tough questions, find comfort in knowing there are certain truths that can provide guidance, faith, and hope. Here are 10 truths that change your life when you listen and trust the wisdom. So let's see how these words or these thoughts resonate with you as we go through that. Now, if you're listening and if you just tuned in, again, I do soul readings, and to explain a soul reading, and this is meant as a brief reading, and it's not meant to get into all the details
whether it be about work or whether it be about
for me might be, because I would like to expand it and help you. And if you go to my website, I have offers for a relatively inexpensive way of learning more about what I do as in a reading, in a soul reading. And so these readings on the radio show are sent just as a brief introduction to what I do and not the complete answers, not in detail, okay? Because there's two parts to every reading. The part is what's going to happen and when it's going to happen in a positive way. I would
say another part of it is what you might
help to make that happen. Because there are no guarantees. You can hear what I say or any psychic says and go, no, that's not me. Okay? Okay, the first point, the 10 truths that will change your life. Number one, ask for what you want. Now, this is a beautiful, very simple statement. The principles of the law of attraction are really tied in this. When you step out and claim what you want, a wonderful thing happens. The universe responds.
You.
Let's say, indoctrinated your whole life from a different perspective, that might be a little difficult to take, but it's truth in the sense that what you think is what you're creating, and the universe will respond to your thinking. What you want, the universe will respond to it. The caveat of all that is you need to be in alignment emotionally, primarily with that. Your thinking and your emotions need to be in alignment.